Congress has made a move that'll be affecting our local housing market. The Federal Housing Administration's loan limits, which had been reduced in October, are now moving back up. Joining us to explain it is Eldad Maror of Long & Foster. And Eldad, the FHA loan limit fell to around $630,000 in October in expensive markets like New York, San Francisco, and shockingly here in D.C. It's now been bumped up by $100,000, so the obvious impact you would think would be in those houses priced in that range, $630,000 to $730,000. How much of a bump in activity are you expecting there?
Well, essentially, they restored it back to where it used to be. So the bump actually, I think, will impact the entire market, because what you got to keep in mind is that those same sellers who are selling their properties to first-time homebuyers and moving up are going to now be able to find that next home, afford the next home, and inventory will go up for first-time homebuyers. By the same token, those buyers, or sellers, I should say, who then move up to that third home, if you will, in the upper brackets, need to sell their lower bracket home to move up. So really, the upper bracket and the lower bracket properties will also see a bump in activity because of this new rule.
A lot of people wonder about the FHA, who can get loans from the FHA, what kind of income restrictions, if any, are there? And there's obviously this cap to deal with. Any kind of federally backed loan is tricky to deal with. What can you advise people about that?
Right. So a lot of people, there's a misconception that's for first-time home buyers only, which is not the case. So really, it can be property-specific as well, which people don't realize. If you're buying a condo, for example, it has to be FHA approved. But for buyers, really, you should talk to your lender to find out if it's right for you. There are certain rules that need to be followed, but it's open to a lot more people than people believe.
And a major, major advantage, the down payments can be as low as 3.5%. Compare that to what you've been seeing from private lenders.
Exactly. So that's huge for people in this particular price point. If they needed 20% down, you do the math. We're talking about $150,000, which now goes down to 3.5%.
Yeah.
That's huge. So there were people with great income, great credit scores, who just didn't quite have enough cash. So now they can afford to go buy homes.
And we're not sure on a time frame necessarily for this. They came out with the plan, but we don't know when it's going to be implemented. You think maybe next week it'll start to come into effect?
It's going to be bank dependent. So it could be as early as next week. So yes, it gets signed, but then the bank, it has to trickle through to the banks who release the money, so on and so forth. One lender I talked to, they were optimistic that they may have money ready to be deployed as early as next week, but certainly in the very, very near future.
Eldad Maror of Long & Foster. As always, you can get more housing advice from Eldad at WTOP.com.